Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, any day now.
Tuned in to Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio, listening to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and my lovely co-host, Ayana Mohammed. Hey, lady.
What's going on, Miss Lady? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Tonight, we bring you a topic that has plagued our generation from generation to generation to generation to generation. We're going
to
be talking about generational curses. Is there such thing as a generational curse? Is it learned behavior?
Mm-hmm. I think it's learned behavior.
You think it's learned behavior?
Is it
just monkey see, monkey do?
Hey.
Let's talk about it. Ayana.
Yes, ma'am.
What are some things that you would consider, well, you say it's learned behavior. Let's stop right there.
Okay.
Why do you feel like it's learned behavior?
I think it's learned behavior because, and we're going to let the audience tell me whether I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
But when you think about it, you honestly have situations to where you have the parents are doing one thing and the kids are doing something else. And then it's like what they do is the kids start doing what they see their parents do.
Okay.
So you have a mother, right, that may not be financially set, spending a lot of money, shopping all the time, not budgeting, buying it when she want to buy it. And then what happens when you grow up as a kid? You do the same thing.
The same thing that your mom has done.
Yeah, you do the same thing.
Okay, so, you know, there's a lot of people that agree.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I play the devil's advocate sometimes because, honestly,
really?
when you say generational curse, you kind of look at it like a bad thing.
True.
You
true,
hear a lot
true.
Of people say, he acts just like his daddy.
I know, right? And his daddy.
Or she acts just like her mama.
Exactly, exactly.
When they're doing bad stuff.
True. Yeah.
But if, on the flip side, learn behavior when she saw her mama going to work every day. So guess what? She's not lazy. When she grows up, she goes to work
every day. Yeah.
Is that really a generational curse? Like, I'm confused.
Because
a lot of people talk about the generational curses when you're talking about bad things, especially when they've gone through it, their
mm-hmm.
mom went through it, their grandmother went through it, their great-grandmother went through it. Everybody, it seems like all the women in the family had this bad experience, and now I'm having this bad experience, and I feel so bad
because
I got a daughter, and she's going to have the same experience. I just know she's going to have the same experience.
But see, keep in mind, a curse has a negative connotation to it to begin with.
Yes,
that's
it does.
Why you have to look at it as more so it's a family's pattern and not a curse, because it's the same thing that if your parents went to college, you're going to go to college, you're going to encourage your kids to go to college. That's a family pattern. So, but that's not considered a curse. A curse is when it's negative. But, and it is what it is, because families had those issues, but I think it can go either way.
So what about these dysfunctional family patterns? Because there's a lot of dysfunctional family patterns.
Okay.
So
okay.
We're not going to call it a curse.
Okay.
We're going to let the audience and our callers tell us their take on that. But these dysfunctional patterns, say, for instance, your father was a drug dealer.
You already know.
Your father was a drug dealer. So, and he made all this money. So then you grow up, and guess what you do?
I'm out there hustling in the streets.
On the flip side, your father was a drug user. Now you are a drug user, and your kids see you using drugs. So guess what? Now they're using drugs. Like this, that's.
It happens. It happens. As kids, you see your parents do things. You do things, and it's just, that's just natural. That's what I say. It's learned behavior.
It's
you can't call it anything other than that. I mean, I know addiction is a condition, and you can be preconditioned to think that you are exposed to it. But you don't have to do what your parents do. But if you see your father when he's stressed, and he come home from work and he have a beer, and he's stressed out, that's what you're gonna do. You grow up, you get stressed out, you're gonna go. Get you a beer, come home, sit down on the couch. It's just learned behavior. It's not
a curse.
Right. I don't like the word curse. I just think you do what you see. You do what you see your parents do. I mean, to me, it's in ways of, like I said, college-wise, you can do that. Finances. Your parents spend, you're going to spend. Your parents going to teach you about a 401k. How are you going to know about a 401k?
What about the I'm always broke? I grew up poor.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was on the system. My
right.
grandmother was on the system. I've never seen my grandmother work. You know what I'm saying? That's
right, right,
I've
right,
never
right,
seen.
Right.
And so what I heard was my grandmother's mother was a stay-home mom, so she never worked. And we all depend on the system. Like, at what point in time do you decide that it's time to stop? Like, I don't want to do. How can you take a learned behavior or a normal behavior,
mm-hmm.
I want to say, because that's their norm.
It's
this is all they see.
Right.
That's their norm. So how do you take a normal behavior
mm-hmm.
and
flip,
break
it? Flip it. Well, it's funny you said that, because when I did my research, because
y'all
know I do my research, it says one dysfunctional personal behavior becomes a model or example. So it's like you say, it becomes a norm. So it is It's a lot of ways to get rid of it. The first thing you got to do is recognize it. You have to be, as a mother, as a grandmother, be like, I'm not letting my grandbaby do what we did. So you have to recognize what it is. Even if one of the things I think you had was teen pregnancy.
Yeah, but if that's my normal, how will I recognize that this is something that I shouldn't be doing? If my mother got pregnant at 13,
mm-hmm.
and my mother's mother got pregnant at 13, and now I'm 12,
mm-hmm.
but I see this is normal because this is what we do. So guess what?
That's right.
I'm pregnant. So how at 12 do I tell myself that this is something that I want to stop when in my mind, this is normal. This is what is supposed to happen.
But see, that's just it. It's not you as an individual at that age can't recognize it. That's when your mother says, don't do what I did. I'm struggling.
So
it's, I'm doing this.
That's
so
what I was trying to pull
to,
out.
Somebody has
to stop.
But somebody has to identify and say, you know what, I'm not letting my child
go down this path. Yes.
Exactly.
I totally agree
exactly.
with that. It has to be when you can recognize, like you said, recognize and realize that this is something that really is not normal because this is the behavior that you've seen. You have, as a grown person, you have to have seen something else. You have something else to compare this behavior to.
Right. You go over your friend's house and you be like, man, they not.
It's four 13-year-olds over here and ain't none of them pregnant. Like,
why would I do that? Like, I want to be like me and my friends. We all going to just go and play in the sandbox. Like,
there you have it. Somebody has to recognize that this is not a behavior that I want to continue. So guess what? The cycle stops right here.
Exactly.
I'm not going to do this, and I don't want my kids, when I do have them, to see me do this.
You know better.
When you know better, you do better.
Exactly. Exactly.
You want to take a caller?
Let's take a caller.
Okay. Caller with the last four digits of 0899. Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Are you calling in to listen, or do you want to make a curse? Do you think it's a curse, or do you think it's learned behavior? Give us your take on it.
It is learned behavior, to a sense, because it is because it's when we're kids. How do you learn how to talk? How do you learn how to walk? I used to always wonder how foreign people, how they kids, you know, how they end up understanding what they're saying when you're, like, in America and everybody around you talking English and only your family members are talking in another language. How do they understand the difference, you know? But it's because from a child, that's what they've taught. That's what they're seeing. So, but it takes you, like she said, to see something different, to want it different, and like she said, 13-year-olds having babies or whatever, and then if you don't have that nana or that godmother or somebody older to take you up under your wing to show you different, it's going to keep on being a pattern because you think that's the way of life, that's what you're supposed to do, that's how you're supposed to live. Or it's going to take that baby, just like she said, to see her friends doing stuff. And I want to go to the to the school dance, and I want to,
Great.
Right. So it's what they're being taught, and it's what they're seeing. So, yeah, it is being taught. But it takes, like she said, somebody has to stop it somewhere. But a lot of times it's not within your family. It takes people from the outside, that teacher, that counselor, the neighborhood mother.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? To show you a different way. Come here, baby. You know what? You're not supposed to. A lady don't wear her clothes like that.
Yeah.
Step in and take over when you see that something's going wrong or this person is going down the wrong pattern.
Yep. That makes complete sense. Well, thank you, Carla, for agreeing with me on it being learned behavior.
I'm going to put you back in queue. Thank you.
Aren't you welcome?
Well, that caller, she also believes that this is a learned behavior.
Yes.
And it's not a generational curse.
It's not. It's what you see. My auntie always told me, when it comes to certain situations, it's what you tell yourself. So you can't feel like, oh, I'm cursed because this happened to everybody in my family, so it's bound to happen to me. If you're sitting around thinking that, exactly, no, it's what you tell yourself. This is learned behavior, and you can learn it a different way. If you are an American-born and you talk Spanish to your child when they little, guess what they're going to speak?
They're going to talk Spanish.
Exactly, because they learned it.
So what about, I mean, I hear this all the time. Like, my family is just, they go through these bad things all the time. Like, when you're talking about an entire family, let's talk about a family that's plagued by incest.
That's, I'm going to be honest.
I mean,
that's,
you know what I'm saying? It's a tough one, but you have instances where...
But that's still learned behavior. You know why it's learned behavior? Because think about it.
But hold on. I'm going to tell you why, and I understand that you're saying it's learned behavior, but what if my great-great-grandfather...
Mm-hmm.
had sex with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter never said anything to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter has a son, or you have an uncle, and this uncle has sex with his daughter. But how, if nobody knows that this issue has been going on, how is it learned behavior?
Right, because you know somebody knows. Somebody knows.
I'm sure somebody
knows,
but if it's never talked about.
But that's just the difference. It wasn't talked about, but somebody knew. And if somebody knew and it wasn't talked about, then guess what they thought? That must be okay.
No. You know, it's in the genes.
It's not in the genes.
It's in the genes.
It's not in, listen. You're not going to convince me of that one. But because that's what I think people get caught up. So, man went to jail. And then little man went to jail, and then little man went to jail. That's in the genes for their family to go to jail, or is it in the genes for their family not to understand that you don't have
to
go
to
jail?
That's what we're trying to get through. We're trying to get that through.
But it's one of those things that is just, I guess to me, it's obvious. Because, I mean, I'll admit, I think my mom had my older brother when she was young. And I said to myself, I don't want to be.
I don't want to be dragged down with kids.
Yes, and I think it was that time window. Where having a child at 17, 18 really wasn't all that bad, and you still could have this great life and this, that, and the other, whatever. So they did that. I didn't want to do that. Like, no, that was lame to me.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I can agree.
I mean,
because this topic, it just, because it's so many bad things and so many bad family patterns
right.
out there, I think that a lot of people just say, look, we have been cursed. This is something that my family has dealt with for years, and this is just something that we're going to always
deal with. Yeah.
Forever. And
no, it doesn't have to be forever. That's the thing.
It doesn't have to be forever.
And like the caller said, it takes somebody outside to see that this young girl is struggling or this young man is struggling, and he needs assistance in getting out of the hole he's clearly about the pattern of lifestyle that he's going down. Period.
I mean, I agree. Let's take one more caller. Caller with the last four of 6354. Good evening, caller. Are you calling to listen, or are you calling to make a comment on this topic?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm just calling to listen.
You calling to listen? Okay, well, I'll put you back in queue. Thank you for listening. All
right.
Okay, so we have some people on our live feed.
Okay.
Look, listeners, lookers.
The onlookers.
Yeah, the onlookers. What do you all think about this topic? Do you think that this is a curse? Or is it learned behavior? Are there things in your family that you wish didn't get passed down? Or are you the one that broke the family curse? Or as Ayana said, the dysfunctional pattern mm-hmm. in
yes.
your family?
Yes.
What do y'all have? What y'all have going on? Give us some more dysfunctional patterns in family lives.
All right, let's go. So we covered the financials, right? That's very clear, because what happens is, you know, your parents ain't taught you, they didn't know about credit, so they didn't teach you about credit, therefore you probably ruined yours, and then now that's why little man has cable in his name. It happens. Let's just be honest. One of the biggest ones I found that I thought was interesting was, and it says here, I didn't create this, this was online, you know, the internet don't lie.
But she's ready to agree with it.
The internet doesn't lie. Women dating or marrying men like their abusive fathers.
Well, okay, so this is what I think on that. You know, your daddy is supposed to be your first love.
True, true.
Right?
True. Yep.
So,
yep.
But then that goes back to your mom. If your mom saw her dad,
so she learned
beating on her mom,
mm-hmm.
then she's going to get a man that beats on her. We had
mm-hmm.
the domestic violence topic out here before.
Exactly.
So she's going to get a man that beats on her. And so now I got a daughter
mm-hmm.
by this man that beats on me.
So
but
don't
me,
know no better.
I don't know no better because it's
mm-hmm.
all I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but me,
yep.
I'm the daughter.
Right.
And I see my mom and dad fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But I also see my mom and dad hugged up, loving each other.
Right.
My dad is my dad. He fights my mom, but he doesn't fight me.
Uh-huh.
So as a kid, that's my first love. I want somebody just like my daddy.
Who love your mama.
That is so dysfunctional. Dysfunctional, people.
But you fail to realize, even telling the story, you think to yourself, this even sounds
crazy. The more I talk, the more I'm like, this don't even sound right. But I'm going to keep on saying it. But that
until,
is so, I mean.
Until it sounded good to you?
Right. It just,
but
no,
see,
it didn't sound good at all.
But see, and we're looking at it from the woman's perspective, right? Because the daughter ends up dating or marrying a man like her father. But this is why you know it's learned behavior. Because this daughter has a brother. Guess what he do to his girlfriend?
Beat on her.
See what I'm saying? That's learned behavior.
Hey, beat on her. Of course I beat on her because it's...
It's what you know. It's
you
what
know
you
what?
Saw.
I can't even. I've been trying to play the devil's advocate since we started this show. I also think that it's learned behavior, that it's so-called normal behavior, even though it's dysfunctional patterns that repeat themselves from generation to generation. I really don't think that it's a curse. But I was trying to play the devil's advocate in this situation, but Ayana just pulled it
let you have
out
it.
Of me. She just let me. She yanked it out of me. I agree with you.
Thank you.
I can't. Because I'm a psychology major.
Whatever.
But, no, seriously. I think we all are products of our environment. That's just the way it goes.
And there you have it.
My mom, ooh, Lord, sweet lady. We'll cuss you out, but she's sweet. You know, she would go over and beyond
mm-hmm.
for everybody. And I've seen her struggle, but I'm going to tell you what. As a kid, I watched my mom get up and go to work, two full-time jobs, part-time jobs or whatever. Right now, today,
that way works on.
I work. But I got my work ethics from my mom. You know what I'm saying? I never saw my mom just laying around being on welfare.
Got it.
Never.
Yeah.
So I didn't want my kids to see me laying around being on welfare. I saw my mom go to school, so guess what? I went to school. I wanted to make sure that I got the degrees that I needed to get in order to maintain. So I pushed my kids to do the same thing. So you have the good patterns and you have
the
bad patterns.
Yes.
And it's up to you
to determine
which route in life you want to go down.
That's all I'm saying. I understand that, like you said, we are products of our environment. If you, unfortunately, grow up in the hood, then, you know, you may be a little hoodish. But if you want better for yourself, and it doesn't always fall on somebody else on the outside, you have to want better for yourself, too. You, at some point, you have to reach a point, whether you're 18 and you're like, you know what, I don't want to live like this no more. I want to do something different. So you still have to want better for yourself in that aspect, too. So to the caller's point, somebody else on the outside needs to help, but it has to be internal, too, because you have to know that everybody doesn't have to suffer this way or have to deal with life this way or have to struggle through it. Every day shouldn't be a hard day. It shouldn't be.
I agree. Yeah. And I'm going to say but because, okay, and not to, hey, those that know me know that I'm an open book, right? And sometimes I may tell a little too much, but it's okay. So my dad was not like the ideal father. I love him to death. And he, God rest his soul.
Okay.
He's sitting in my living room right now. But he wasn't, you know, and a part of me, like, I get angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know my dad had that behavior. Like, he was angry. If somebody did something to him, it was like, you watch out, here I come.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
I get you.
And I was like that for so long in my life up until I was like, you know what, I can't do this no more because something bad is either going to happen to me, I'm going to do something bad to somebody. Like, I have to control myself. But my dad passed away when I was young, like 13, 14 years old. But I had this behavior long past that age.
So you picked that up from him?
Let my mother tell it. I got it all from him. Like, I got some stuff. I'm my daddy's people. You're just like them. Your attitude, everything is just like those Moors. Like, I was one of those kids that heard that. And just like your daddy people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got that. Let me see. Is my mama listening? Yeah, my mama said it about me, too.
Hi, Mom. My mom is on here. She's listening. I mean to say
that. My mama said it about me, too, but she ain't listening. So she did. She was like your father. And he'd be like with that nasty, you just like your nose on. You just like your father. Really?
But, you know, I had to stop myself and step back and think and say, is this what I want to do? Is this the type of life that I want to live? Do I always want to go through life being angry, or do I want to be happy?
Exactly.
So, for me, it was tough. It was like the angry me was pulling and the, okay, smile me was pulling. And I fought with that for a long time. Like, I have to stop this. I have to stop. I fought with myself. And even right now, sometimes I want to just let it out.
I've seen you work on yourself.
I've been working on myself. Georgia has humbled me.
I've seen improvements.
Georgia has humbled me.
You ain't cussed me out in a long time. I'm just kidding.
So, Ayana.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's talk about repairing. How can we repair these broken cycles? How can we repair these dysfunctional behaviors? What is it that we can do?
Mm-hmm.
Give us some tips. Give our callers some tips. Give our live viewers.
I know we
some
got
tips.
Some live viewers out there. I was asking if they had any comments online, but I think they're just enjoying watching and listening to us because they haven't had any comments yet. But like I said, the first step is identifying the pattern, good or bad.
I agree.
Identifying the pattern,
right? Becoming aware.
Right. The second step, which is, I think, your favorite phrase, when you know better, you do better.
Take ownership. Don't overlook it.
Hey.
Just say, look, I got a problem. We have a problem. My family has a problem. And take ownership of it. Recognize it. Realize it. Do better.
Seek out new knowledge. It has to be a better way. You know, if you, like I said, when you see somebody struggling financially, you have to say to yourself at some point, it don't have to be like that. At all whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be. We got a comment out here from our live viewers, Chris Stevens, and she's saying drug addictions or alcohol addictions. I see this as a curse more than a learned event from many people. I agree with you on that one, Chris. I do think the addiction aspect is something that's more of a hereditary curse or generational curse versus a learned pattern. A learned pattern. So, yeah, I agree with you on that one. The alcohol addiction and the drug addiction, I think it falls on the other side due to the fact that I think they've always said, what is it? Isn't that hereditary? Like, oh, you know, he was an alcoholic, so you get that from his father or something. But I don't know about that one, but I don't think it's a learned behavior per se. I will say some aspects of it can be learned behavior, i.e., you see your parents smoke weed, you smoke weed. You see your parents drink from time to time. If it becomes an addiction to where you need a 12-step program, that to me would be more of a curse. But I think if it's something that you have under control, it's not outright to the point to where you need assistance, that to me still falls under the category of learned behavior. So it just depends on how far you take it. So thanks for your comment out there, Chris. We appreciate you watching us live. Keep watching.
I agree with you, Chris. I think it's a curse, too. And I say that because, you know, no, it is because I've seen so many people become, like, transform into alcoholics or drug abusers.
Right.
Like, okay, my eyes got big because I was revealed, something was revealed to me a couple of weeks ago by one of my brothers that kept me in shock for like 2 weeks because I never knew this. about my family.
Wow.
But it made so much sense as to why I have several family members that are going down that pattern. And these are patterns that they have not seen certain people do.
Mm. Right.
So I was when we decided to do this topic, I was conflicted because I know in some instances, like, how did he turn out just like this person when he really was never around this person?
So to that point, I agree that, when, like I said, when you take it to the point to where you're needing assistance or a 12-step program, you're right. That is a family curse. You was never around that person. That is genetically.
So there are some family curses.
Yes.
And then there's some learned behavior. Say it. Say it. Sometimes there can be a family curse.
Do we have a caller? I'm sorry.
We do have a caller. Teresa from DeKalb Medical Physicians Group told me to tell you hi. She said, tell Ayana I said hi. I can't get on live, but she do want to know she's listening.
Okay.
And she said hi. Hi, Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Caller with the last four of 9828. I'm going to pick this caller up.
Reference number.
And good evening,
pay now.
Caller.
Pay now doesn't show blue, then hit WFC.
Okay. I'm sorry, so I'm not getting because I've been on mute for a minute. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I think they were just calling to listen.
Well, I think we caught him off guard. Hold on.
Pay now is in blue, then hit pay now. Pay now is
okay,
not
so
in blue.
Okay, so he just listened. I don't know who that is. But, okay, I'm going to go back to the 6354 caller that we talked to earlier that says she was just listening. She wants to make a comment now.
Okay, all right.
Good
Hello.
Evening, caller. Hello, how
Good
are you?
I am great. Sorry when you called me the first time I was in the middle of putting my spaghetti together. But anyway,
okay.
I'm going to make a comment. Like, I think that the learned curse in my family is to be angry and mad. And you don't even know what you're angry and really necessarily mad about. And I kind of feel like it's a curse. Because it trickled down to me being angry and mad and just wanting to cuss out and fight and kick and scream and yell at everybody. But over the years, I have realized that that's not the way to be. And it's not necessarily going to get you anywhere. So I'm trying to change as a person and to also change my nieces and nephews and just everybody else that thinks that it's okay to walk around and be mad and angry and cussing and screaming and yelling just for no reason. And to be truthful, it may be a reason, but I don't know how to address that.
So I'm going to repeat what you said, caller, for our listeners out there in Facebook Live. The caller is saying what she does think, and she used learned curse, which means she kind of combined the two, which I can respect that, is that she said from being angry, that's something she feels passed down to her. So that's for the folks at Facebook Live that can't hit a caller's, but I can see how that is when you pop off, right? I know you do. And then your kids see you pop off.
And
so
they pop off.
So then what are they going to do? Pop off.
Pop off too.
Yeah. So it can be learned behavior, but I see what you're saying about it being a curse, I guess.
So it looks like Ayana is getting pulled in over to the other side. Just a little bit, if at all. I do understand what you're saying, caller, because I myself have had that issue we just talked about, the anger issues and just being mad and ready to pop off at a given time. But, like, I go back to my mom. I'm looking at my mom, this gentle lady, and I've seen her pop off, but I haven't seen her pop off like I popped off. You get what I'm saying? And she's always in the church, this and another. But if something happens or somebody cuts her off on the street, all that flies out the window. She's going to pop off. But not like I pop off. And for me not to be around, you know what I'm saying, like the pop off of the family, it's just something that's just embedded in me.
No, you learned it at some point. See, this is what I found out online and doing my research.
Caller, you listening to this right? Because
yes.
Online research is Ayana's thing.
Right.
So she's going to tell us how this research and how we
Children's
can...
Children's up to the age of five. Up to the age of five is what, and it was on Google, so y'all know Google don't lie.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't do that.
That Google.
By the age of five, you pick up a lot of the habits that you have seen your parents do.
I can agree.
By 5 years old. So even though you saying that your mother may have popped off later, she popped off when you was like four and a half.
I don't remember her popping off when I was that young.
You don't remember. You
I remember.
Her. She was upstairs. You heard her.
I don't remember. I'm going to have to ask Mom. Mom, if you're looking, please tell me after this call. Call me and let me know if you popped off when I was that young. I don't remember, Mama.
You might not have popped off. That's what I'm saying. You didn't do it at that age. Saw it at that
but
age.
I got an auntie. Oh, my Lord, I got an auntie that pop off like me. Yes. Well, caller, thank you. We're gonna do some research on that and talk about this behavior and this angry pattern. And I'm glad that you are recognizing that that it's somewhat of a curse, a learned curse, and try to do some research or try to do some self-help things that will help you get to a point where you don't want to pop off or be angry, especially for no reason, because that's what I had to do for myself. I had to sit back and observe and think to myself, like, I don't want to be this person. I don't want to be this angry person, so let me try something else. Let me tell you, I'm not Catholic.
What?
But I fasted for Lent.
Okay.
And I fasted and I prayed for some patience, because my patience was in the net. You know how you have the zero right here and you have all the positive over here and then you have all the negative over here? Like, my patience was way over there in the negative negative.
So here's something from one of our Facebookers.
I'm better. Well, let's go. What they got?
She said she agreed with the caller when she said it's the same as a parent who has the child but never shows affection or love. That behavior is passed on.
I agree.
So
who said that?
That was from our Chris Stevens again.
Chris Stevens, I mean, you coming with it, because I agree with that. I do agree with that. We have parents out here that have never really known how to be a good mother because their mother was never a good mother to them.
You learn it, and it goes from there. You don't learn how to communication. So, like, you have kids that don't want to say, oh, I love you, but was I love you ever said to them? See, that's why I say it's a learned. Yeah,
but you
curse.
Agree with the is some things can be a curse. Most things are learned behavior, but there's a few instances where 90-10. That can be.
It's a 90-10.
It can be an 80-20.
No.
So we talk about the alcoholism. We talk about the angry.
See,
people.
I don't think anger. I'm gonna have that. I gotta disagree with you. I'll give you the alcohol and the drug abuse. I'll give you that one. But anger, I don't think that's no family curse. I think that's what you learn. You learn how to pop off from somebody. You learn how to pop off from somebody. I got a text message from somebody who's listening. I guess she's listening online, and what she said was, one has to see better to do better. Is what we said.
When you know better, you do better.
You know better, you do better. But I think you want to give a shout-out to our sponsor before we move on real quick.
I do. I want to give a shout-out to Digital Guard. Digital Guard, Digital Guard, Digital Guard. With their great alarm products, oh, my God, they have the best. I've had the opportunity to go in on their website and look at the things that they offer. And they offer live monitoring 24/7. You know, if you're in a store.
So, like, can I see it on my phone?
You won't be able to see it on your phone, but they have people that are sitting in an office with cameras to your house, and they can actually call in to or come over a loudspeaker.
And you can control when they're watching and when they're not watching?
I want them to watch my house anytime I'm not at home.
Gotcha. Okay.
For businesses, I'm going to say that the hours are late night when the business is closed, you know, when people try to pull a kick door,
right,
and go in here and take all your stuff or do an old run the car through the front door and steal your ATM machine or whatever. They have the cameras there that they can go back and show the police, you know, the normal business people. We have these cameras set up. We can go back and show the police what happened. But Digital Guard has these live people sitting there. Then they can say, while the people get out the car to snatch the ATM machine, they can say, hey, police will be there in 3 seconds because I've already called them. I called them when you came barreling down. So Digital Guard. And if you want to see what type of products they offer, log on to www.victimstoppersrenita.us. They've given me the opportunity to showcase their products. So go on to that website, victimstoppersrenita.us, and look at their alarm systems, look at their everything that they have to offer. I would advise. You want to take another caller?
Let's take a caller.
Caller with the last four of 3029.
Hello, caller.
Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Would you like to make a comment on our topic? Do you let us know what you think. Do you think that a generational curse is real, or is it a learned behavior, or is it just a dysfunctional pattern within the family?
I think it's all of that, and I don't say that to be funny. I really do. This is Tracy, a.k.a. Foxy Kitty. And
hey,
I have been trying to get the time to get on, and I'm so glad this was the perfect time and the perfect topic. I was just trying to comment on your site that this is real, it's deep, and there needs to be more conversation about it. People don't understand. People don't know that it even exists. Yes, I believe it's real, to answer your question. And
okay.
People are really feeling trapped and don't know what to do. But they can be broken.
See, that's
do you
that's
have
what
some
I want
tips
to do.
On how can look, Tracy, look, I'm 50-50 because I know that there are some generational curses that I'm plagued by. And then sometimes I think that this is just a learned behavior. But give our callers and our viewers, those of you that can't see our callers, Tracy said that this is a real issue. This is a real life issue, and it needs to be addressed, and more people need to discuss it. And I agree.
I think it's really, and to be honest, we do know, we're aware that we are talking about it on a surface level to just bring the awareness, because I do think it runs deeper than I think we can even get to in our show. So,
right.
What are some of
Absolutely.
That we're aware of, though? That's what we want to know. What are some of the curses, patterns, or learned behaviors that you are aware of, Tracy?
Great question. I'll just be honest and I'll be transparent. I think that financial bondage
Oh, yeah.
is
mm-hmm.
definitely one. And when you talk about generational curses, you're not just going back to your mama meal. You're going back to your great-great-greats. You have to go back to your great-great-greats with this. Mental health issues.
Okay.
There you go, Tracy. That's one I have written down. But we didn't talk about it yet. But I do agree. That's a generational curse, Ayana. You're correct, Tracy.
And that's
keep going
one that I said, Lord Jesus, I cut it right here, right now. Cut it right here, right now. I do not accept that. And I just look to God to be a healer and a redeemer because I believe in, and I don't want to go super spiritual, but because I believe in him, then I can proclaim freedom from that.
Okay.
I don't have to accept that.
I agree.
So, Tracy, that's why I feel like if it is something that you can have faith in and say that I don't accept it and I want to do better, I understand, but that is a pattern. That's a pattern. I'm not denying that mental health can be passed along genetically, right?
So is it a curse? See, me and Ayana go back and forth, Tracy, on some of these topics that we talk about.
Yeah, we do.
we go back and forth. That's why she's such a great co-host, because she allows me to look at things differently, and I allow her to look at things differently.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But I know a family, and it's like it's two different sides to that family.
Mm-hmm.
One side is just full of mental health breakdowns, like every last person from the great grandmother on down to the little kids have some type of issue going on mentally. Then you have the other side of the family that, I mean, they're so normal, this, that, and the other. Now, these families, these two sides come together all the time for dinners, and it's always something that goes on there between the two sides of the family because you know, y'all laughing, but it's quite like
I grew up
with these people, so this is like a real story. And
absolutely.
You know, so how can one side be this dysfunctional?
No.
We're the same family. It's just, you know, this side over here is,
so
you know, they're doing it, they're going to work, this, that, and this side over here, they in and out the mental health hospital, they doing all kind of stuff that, you know, in and out of jail, in and out of the mental health hospital. I get you.
So maybe if we don't say curse, maybe if we say it's in your DNA. Does that make you feel bad? I agree that it can be in your DNA.
But if it's in your DNA,
that's
Tracy, help me out. If it's in your DNA,
some things can be in your DNA. Mental health can be in your DNA.
We're gonna blame this on you, Tracy. We're gonna blame this.
Can be in your DNA. But to be mean or to be broke all the time, that's not in your DNA. That's not a chromosome for broke. It's not. It's like X and Y. It's not a B. So you had to learn.
So that's the learned behavior argument? That's the learned behavior argument?
I think it's some learned behavior, Tracy, and I do think that it's a 90-10 on the DNA-driven
Can
issue.
I get 85-15 at least, as you don't want to give me the other 20%? Because there are so many. Tracy, you laughing. But
I wasn't laughing. But that's why I said it's all of that. It's all of that. And we may never know. We may not we're not going to get a definitive answer like, yes, way back when your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma was on the wherever, she had a fight or she pissed off or she didn't do what God said do or I don't know. You know, what origins, how they come about, but you can see the pattern, whether it's learned, whether it is we appear to be born that way. And think about how many times somebody might have been fine in their childhood and then in their adult life, bam.
I'm going to give you a good example.
Give
of
a synopsis
behavior
to our viewers that's on live of what Tracy's saying, because they can't hear you live feed, Tracy. But I want them to be able to. Yeah, only those that are logged in or listening in on the phone can actually hear you. Our live viewers, they can't hear you. But I want Ayana to give a roundabout synopsis of what
you
just said.
Tracy say is that there are some cases where it is in your DNA. When it's mental health and it's issues like that, that is true. Those can be considered curses or issues.
You said DNA. Tracy didn't say DNA.
I'm saying DNA. Tracy said curses.
I'm saying curses too when they say mental health. I'm saying curses.
There are some things that are learned behavior, because I think we all agree that being broke is not in your DNA.
It's not a matter of whether it's in your DNA or not to me. It's not a matter of whether it was learned behavior or not. If it's something that plagues your family generation after generation after generation, I consider that a generational curse.
So Tracy says if it plagues your family generation after generation after generation, she says that that's a generational curse. And I feel like even if it plagues your family generation after generation after generation, that is a pattern, and nobody has broken that pattern. Let me give you a good example. This one. I love it. So back in the slavery day, slaves was whipped, right? All of
I
that.
Mean, yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
what I
so
heard.
Then your grandmother learned that she needs to whoop that little boy. And so on, and then the whippings just continue year after year after year after year. Now you can't even touch kids. You can't even touch them in public. It's against the law.
But
that was learned behavior.
But slaves, they
learned.
Well, yeah, but they didn't want. It's not something that they wanted to get.
No, but what I'm saying
is
that they learned that in order for them to be kept in control, they were whipped. So in order for them to the next generation to keep their kids in control, what did they do? They took a belt off and they whipped them and so on. But that's learned behavior.
I disagree with
that.
That
one, you can't argue that one. You can't argue that one. That's learned behavior.
No,
try to argue.
No, because I can't remember what country it is. I hate that I can't recall that right now. But
is it China where they're cutting off people's feet?
Don't do that.
Oh, okay. I ain't going to do it.
No, it's somewhere where the punishment for stealing and
they cut your hand off.
You know, is to be whipped with bamboos or something like that.
Bamboo stick, yeah. So in that country, so Tracy's referring to a country where if you're caught stealing or committing certain crimes, that's what they do. I remember that guy had spray painted that car or something, and they caned him in front of everybody. Yeah, it was
right. So we're not the only ones to, you know, use capital punishment, and we don't know that they weren't using it in Africa before we were brought over here. We don't know that they weren't tearing the hiney up over there.
I'm not saying that it wasn't whipping wasn't used before slavery. What I'm saying is that for it to continue generation after generation, that is what you learned. You learned from your parents that when they took that belt off, you knew it was time.
But I know some black families that don't whip.
I do too,
but they got whipped.
But chances are
they broke the cycle.
They
broke the curse.
They changed.
I didn't like getting beat, so I didn't beat my. Let me tell you, my mom.
The pattern.
I can't even remember if my mom ever whooped me. Like, I was bad, but I don't remember my mom whooping. Now she chastised me a lot, but my mom didn't whoop me like that. But I whooped my kids. I started whooping them at an early age when they act up.
See,
I just whooped them.
That's because you didn't go to step number three.
What was step number three? Hold on. Tracy, thank you for calling. I appreciate
you
your call.
You are so welcome. Thank you for
and
having
me. And I hope you
me.
Continue to listen every Thursday night from 8 to 9 Eastern
Standard
Time.
I'll get on
time.
This as often as I can. Y'all have
thank
a good
you.
Night.
You too.
Tracy. So we covered recognizing the pattern, right?
Okay.
Then we covered the second is when you know better, you do better.
Okay.
So what's third is, now that you know you have this pattern and you know there can be better, it's like, how do you get it? Where do you get the support from?
Where do you get it from? Did
family.
You Google that? But if your family is dysfunctional and they're showing dysfunctional patterns, then how can you go to your family to say, help me not do this no more? Because it's learned behavior. And if that's all they know, guess what?
You didn't let me finish my
Google
statement. It said get support from family, friends, and those with experience in what you're trying to accomplish. So for me, I'll say, like, you have a godmother or you have an aunt or a cousin. And I'm like, we don't do that at our house. You have somebody, a teacher, a school teacher, a guidance counselor, the lady at church that show you to your seat. It's somebody that you can get to speak with.
What you're saying is I have to step out of my comfort zone, my normal behavior, when I recognize this is abnormal.
Yep.
And I have to go say, hey, I've been doing this, but I don't want to do this no more. Help me.
And you don't have to say, hey. They may see it.
I'm supposed to stop this. How am I supposed to break this pattern?
When you know better, you do better. Period.
I don't know better. I don't know. If this is my normal behavior,
how do I know that this shouldn't?
So if it's normal to me, then why do I want to break it? If this is all I know and this is all I see and this is all that I'm surrounded by.
I got you. Somebody going to turn the light on.
Then that's what needs to happen. We need more people to step up and say, hey, you might want to calm that down. If I had somebody that effectively took me under their wing and say, hey, you snapping off and knocking stuff off the counter at the grocery store and stuff is not
Which, but everybody I did that in front of was like, dang, she crazy. And
so
moved
the thing
on around.
Is you have to, the final step is acknowledge your shortcomings and start new family patterns.
We may have to have a part two to this.
Well, I got a text message here from somebody else who was listening, and what she stated was anything that repeats itself is generational. So she said it's generational, which I can agree with, but I still think it's generational learned behavior. And I
oh,
guess
we
it's
don't
like
get nowhere with that.
80-20.
There we go. 80-20. I'll take 80-20, you guys. Ayana has finally agreed. I do agree that some of this stuff is learned behavior, but
80-20.
Some things that go on that are repeated, that are dysfunctional, are and can be considered a generational curse. Now, we have a caller that just came on, and I'm assuming they want to talk. We're almost finished, and before I take this caller, Ayana, I want you to let everybody know where you will be at on May 7th here in Hotlanta.
So to my Facebook Live listeners and those online, I'm going to be at Kilwins in Atlantic Station on May 7th from 2 to 5. It's going to be a meet and greet. And you can come by and buy an autographed copy of my book called Enjoy the Ride. So just come out, check it out. It's going to be Kilwins. They have great desserts and snacks and
all that good stuff.
Chocolate covered strawberries and ice
cream. I'll be there. Are you going to have those red velvet cakes?
I'm not going to have those. I do apologize.
Caller with the last four digits of 3234. Good evening, caller. We have just a few seconds. Please give us your take. Do you think that the generational curses are real?
Or is it learned behavior?
Hi. Actually, Ayana just read my text. I think that things that are repeated from generation to generation are generational curses.
Okay.
You don't think it's learned behavior, caller? I'm going to give you another chance.
Nope.
No, I really don't. I think that I don't think it's learned behavior, because in order to do better, you got to see better. And I think just generationally, if you don't see any better and you don't know that you can do better, then you just keep repeating the same cycle. And
that's
to me, I think that's just the definition of generational.
You still at it. 80-20. I'm not giving you 70.
I'll take 80-20. Thank you, caller. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For your message, and thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing your comments. I totally agree with you.
Okay, so I'll admit, you know, that caller and a couple other callers and a couple comments on Facebook, it's just generational curses, really?
Yes, really. Anyway, we may have to have a part two to this generational curses, because we have more people that I know want to get in on this topic. But I do want to let you all know exactly what we'll be talking about next week on Against All Odds with Renita Graves and co-host Ayana Mohammed. Next week, we're going to be talking about emotional baggage.
Yes. Oh, my God. The emotional baggage that you take from relationship to relationship.
And how can we get out of this relationship with all this emotional baggage and drop that baggage right there before we walk into another relationship. So I hope you all are able to tune in next week while we talk about this emotional baggage. Listen to some people tell us how they were able to break loose from their emotional issues in their past relationship.
I don't have no baggage.
And maybe we can get, you got some baggage. You just don't want to agree that you got some baggage. Everybody has baggage. So we're going to talk about it next week on Against All Odds, Thursday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I want to close this show out with saying, telling Ayana that I'm going to be there. I want a book. I want some red velvet cakes on May the 7th at Kelwin's in Atlantic. And
two to five, folks, come out. It's going to be a good time.
We're going to have a great time. And I want to close this show out with a word from our sponsor. Again, callers, listeners, viewers, we appreciate you for supporting this show. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Talk to you later.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard Remote Monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.